Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. There's been a jump in confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Iowa, as well as another death today as the state continues to see a rise in hospitalizations. The state health department's virus tracking this afternoon shows 280 new cases and one death have been confirmed for today. Total deaths since the outbreak stood at 794 today, and the total number of cases reached 38,917. This morning, 221 people were hospitalized for the virus, a number that has been slowly increasing over the last few weeks. The increasing number of cases has prompted hospitals in the Des Moines area to stop allowing most visitors. Siouxland District Health today says there are 9 new cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County and no additional virus-related deaths, keeping the county's death toll at 46. There have been 3,472 positive cases of COVID-19 in the county. Iowa producers who had to euthanize hens as a result of plummeting demand for eggs caused by the coronavirus pandemic will be eligible for government payments to cover disposal costs, a state agency says today. The Iowa Disposal Assistance Program has already been paying pork producers $40 for each market-ready hog they euthanized as a result of supply chain disruptions. The Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship said today the department will be extended for another round of funding. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. For more updates, go to kwit.org. I'm Mary Hartnett.